Hillsborough County had 13 early voting locations, and each one of those had two optical scan machines that read and recorded votes. But the results from half of those machines have still not been tallied. That process will begin Wednesday evening at the earliest, and Judge James Dominguez, one of the three members of the canvassing board, predicted it would take about 10 hours.
If we can't get the votes out of the machine, then all of those ballots will have to be rerun. 10 hours. Remember, as they're run through, they're logged. So those machines from which the information cannot be retrieved, they know exactly what ballots were run through that machine.
146,000 early ballots were cast in Hillsborough County, which means that as many as 80,000 of them are still left to be counted. Premier Election Solutions is the company that Hillsborough County has purchased its optical scan system from. Premier acknowledged in a statement today that, quote, an issue occurred involving upload of results from memory cards to the election management server. A similar problem is occurring with three precincts that have still not been counted. In addition, about 6,000 absentee ballots that arrived Tuesday were being counted throughout the day on Wednesday, Judge Dominguez said.
Those 6,000 would have been run today anyway. Okay, those would not have been ready to go last night.
An unknown number of provisional ballots will be counted beginning Thursday evening, Dominguez said. The race between incumbent Supervisor of Elections Buddy Johnson, a Republican, and Democrat Phyllis Buzanski is separated by less than 3,700 votes, but tens of thousands of ballots have yet to be added to that tally. In the race for county commission, Democrat Kevin Beckner leads by 20,000 over incumbent Republican Brian Blair. For school board, incumbent Carol Curdell leads challenger Stephen Gorham by 15,000. Mitch Cates is Beckner's campaign manager and advises Gorham as well.
Kevin appears to have like a 20,000 vote lead, so we feel really good about what's happening. We're not ready to raise our hands in victory, although we would have loved to have done that last night. But we're feeling very optimistic about it. For Stephen, there's a few thousand votes that separate, and we're trying to figure out exactly how many votes that they're yet to be counted. It sounds like it's between 60 to, let's say, 80,000 votes, but we're not, of course, 100% sure of that either. But we're optimistic about Stephen's results as well.
State election law allows people to vote on a normal ballot in the precinct in which they reside, even if they are not registered in that precinct, as long as they're registered in Florida. As WMNF reported Tuesday night, more than 100 people were in line to vote at the USF Tampa campus when polls closed at 7 p.m. It took several hours for them to finish voting. But Pat Kemp, vice chair of the Hillsborough County Democratic Executive Committee, said that because of inefficiencies of the polling setup, many of them were forced to vote provisional ballots.
The problem was in verifying that they were registered at some other place. Instead of having, as I understand it, at many sites, a computer on site, a simple laptop with a card that gets you internet access where you can look up any person and see that they're registered and verify that, and then they can change their address right there, they instead relied on 40 operators at the Supervisor of Elections site for 380 precincts. Apparently, every operator was overburdened all day long and couldn't verify any that these voters were necessarily registered in other places.
Skip Parrish is a volunteer computer observer for the Democratic Party and is concerned that there were three employees of Premier Election Solutions in the room where the ballots were being counted.
There are service vendors in there, and they're helping them with the ballots and so forth, and they're from Premier Election Services. And I understand that the Canvas Board is talked about maybe their contract isn't sound because maybe they haven't fulfilled their contract. So that's an issue. So I actually didn't expect to see them in the room at that point in time. Well, they're not official persons. That room is secure, and each person in that room has a legal mission to be in there. And I don't think that suppliers may be on that list.
WMNF made multiple requests of the Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections Office to find out how many provisional ballots had been cast in the county and at USF, but we received no response. The county's vote totals will not be officially certified until next week, which is when overseas absentee ballots will be tallied. You can see the latest election results at votehillsborough.org. Reporting from the Falkenberg Road headquarters of the Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections, for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.